I saw a pedestrian get hit 10 feet in front of me, and it has left an image in my mind that I will never forget. On Congress Avenue, this woman was walking across the street, and she was holding a bottle of water, and as the car hit her and flipped her into the air, the water arced out into the intersection. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And lastly, and most importantly, my very good friend and colleague, Lisa Trebanis, was killed on Easter Day in 2006. I was 9 months pregnant with my first child, and I was devastated. I was devastated. It was just so senseless and so violent. It really, really, really motivated me to do everything and anything that I could to really address this issue. So by completing our streets, you know, we can really prevent a vast majority of the deaths and injuries that happen in this city. It's achievable. And the domino effect of making this kind of change is like ripples in the water. You have increased economic activity. You have more money in the local economy, higher productivity, improved air quality. You know, we have 5 times the national rate of asthma in this city, and it comes from transportation. Four times. We have, more beautiful, the opportunity for more beautiful public spaces. We have increased opportunity for exercise for everyone. We have greater independence for seniors and the disabled. We can ensure greater access to goods and services for the socially and the economically disadvantaged. We can have more stable social networks and stronger communities. And all of this because we make a decision to have safe streets. So I've spent a lot of time thinking about the roadmap to make this happen. How do you take this vision and you actually create it here in this city? And I've tried to incorporate that into this legislation as best I can. And I come before you asking for advice about improvements. I've delineated the goal. And if you can help us get there in a better way by making this legislation better, I ask you, please, please comment. I would greatly appreciate it. And I really hope that you'll support this vision and hope that you will also support the work that will need to be done to make this happen. So New Haven is a great city, and great cities deserve great streets. Thank you.